Hello, and welcome back to the very last episode of this season on the podcast. You guys, it has been so long since I have recorded an episode, months. And that's partly because I honestly have this vision of my podcast just kind of launching every single summer with a really dedicated season, jam-packed full of like themed content for you. And as you probably know, if you've been following closely along with this season, or maybe you want to take a trip back down all of these podcast lane, because this season was all about branding and building your own brand and what that looked like on social media and how that translated to sales and like all those things. So this has been a really, really in-depth, like I dare say I would call this season a bit of a course, right? Like you could literally work through this season, and I'm actually working on a workbook to complement it, but you could literally work through this season and come out the other side with really confident and excited and loving the brand that you've built for your business, showing up on social media with that brand and selling inside that brand. And that's exactly what I want for this podcast. So I have a really great idea for the next season, but I always knew that there was at least one more episode inside this podcast. And so that's why I haven't ended it yet. That's why I've just kind of like left it dangling, which really wasn't my intention, but here we are. And now I know exactly why that happened, because this podcast episode just needs to be the cherry on the cake. If you guys remember the episode that I did after last summer, I think it was early fall, where I talked about how I dropped my VIP group last June and why I did it and what the results had, and that I was very happy with the decision that I had made to do that. If you remember that episode, and if you don't, go back and listen to it. I actually think that listening to that one and then listening to this one is going to be kind of interesting, because business is a journey, you guys. And all we can really do is try all the things, go all down all the avenues, follow what feels right in the moment, and trust that that will lead us in the right direction, right? And so I will not regret. In fact, I'm really happy that I dropped my VIP group for, I guess it's probably about 8 months or so. It was no longer feeling aligned. It was feeling like it was a lot of work. It was feeling like it wasn't actually being a successful tool inside my business. And it was feeling like a drain on my energy. And so going into the summer, summers are always very busy for me with my entire family home and life going back and forth between the cottage. It's just a different time, as it is for many people, right? And then now this episode today is going to be talking about how I picked it back up, why I'm so excited now to be refocused on my VIP group, that I really truly see where it fits into my business strategy, and why I'm so fired up that I'm actually teaching a workshop that I haven't taught in years. That actually was probably one of the workshops that catapulted my coaching business, because so many people were struggling with Facebook groups, not sure how to maximize them, not sure how to actually build community and how to make them like, work for them inside their businesses, like produce sales, produce recruits, produce hostesses, all those things. So that was really like, if you look back about 4 years ago, that was one of my most successful workshops that really catapulted my coaching business. And here I am, fast forward 4 years, and it's almost like I'm going through a complete transform in my own business. And I'm taking my clients along the way, and I'm running this workshop again with a brand new energy behind it, because the way I taught it in the very beginning was that we hid, and I didn't mean to teach it that way. I didn't intend to, but really what a lot of people have been doing for years is hiding inside their VIP groups, right? Telling ourselves that like that's where our customers are. If people want to hear about our businesses, that's where we contain it. And for the last year, and maybe even a year and a half or so, I've really been teaching women to step outside their VIP groups, that Instagram and their personal Facebook profiles and their stories play a really significant role inside their social media strategy. And so I truly believe that I had to step outside my VIP group to give myself that capacity to figure out what those other pieces of my social media strategy look like so that I could do the learning that I needed to do, so that I could do the experimenting that I needed to do, so that ultimately I could bring it back into my own business, so that I could bring it back to my team, and so that I could bring it back to the clients that are in my world that want to know, like, how, just, Lori, don't make me go out there and like learn it for hours. Don't make me go and experiment. Just teach me what I need to know. And that's what I'm doing in this world. I'm teaching women that this, your VIP group, it can be the center of your business, but how to utilize all those other tools, your Instagram, your personal profile, your stories, to drive people to, like, to grow your audience, to build awareness, to get referrals, but ultimately also to drive people into your VIP group. And so it was probably about 6 weeks ago, like, if I really want to catch you up to speed, I was really like rocking and rolling, and I've been loving, you know, experimenting with reels, getting consistent in my stories. And again, like, I don't think I really had the bandwidth to do it all. And I was just feeling really like pulled down. And so that's why I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take a little break over here, and I'm going to focus on these new avenues inside my business. But then probably about like 2 months ago, I just started to see a little bit of a disconnect in terms of kind of community, but not really, because I think like my personal profile and my stories, they create like a significant community with my following. They do. Like, I connect with people on there. I share a lot of really good content that I love. I am my most authentic self in there. So I wasn't truly, truly like, but there is something a little bit different and a little bit more special inside your VIP group, right? Or your Facebook group, whatever you want to call it. Honestly, VIP group, just everybody knows what I'm talking about. Do I call it that outwardly with my customers? No, I call it my customer community. And I like that term probably better. But I'll tell you, the biggest disconnect that I was experiencing was the sales element. When you don't have a VIP group that's active and engaged, and like a community of people that follow what you're doing, that eat up what you're sharing, that like are with you every single day or like every third day or whatever, like when you don't have that, the sales aspect, like the active selling online, it kind of is missing. Because yes, we can like sell a little bit in our stories. Yes, we can showcase on our profiles and stuff. But that, to me, and I do, and you guys, you've got to go back and listen to my active versus passive selling podcast episode, because it's really, really enlightening on how to sell. But what I will say is that the majority of social media that you do is passive selling. It's foundational stuff, right? Like, it's just trying to create conversations, right? So when you're posting in your stories, when you're doing like a little, like, these are the products that I'm using, even like whatever you're doing in your stories to showcase the products, most of the time that's passive. You're really just trying to strike up a conversation. You're trying to get people interested. You're trying to create awareness, right? But there is a certain element inside your VIP group that can actively become active selling. And the reason behind that is because you can create promotions, you can create incentives, you can share the products at a different level than you necessarily do anywhere else. And while not everything you do in your VIP group is going to be active selling, you can absolutely do at least one activity in your VIP group every single month that actively sells. And I think for the last like 8 months or so, that was a piece of my business that I was truly missing. And not missing, like, was it affecting my sales? Maybe, but I actually mean, like, I personally on a human level was really missing it. Because, you know, what I loved about Stella and Dot, and actually this is one of the reasons why I, and maybe that's a podcast episode all itself, is how I chose the two businesses that I personally run. Let me know if that is at all of any interest to you, because they're very strategic in the two businesses that I chose. And most of you that are following me closely know that I just started up with a brand new company that, well, they're not new, but they're new to Canada. Savvy, which is clothing, athletic wear for the most part, but also like Alt Leisure and all that. They just came to Canada in the last couple of weeks, and I hopped in. Where is I even going with that? Oh, one of the pieces that I loved most about Stella and Dot that I was really missing was that act, like was that creating incentives, creating events, like running events, like bringing people into the world and really like selling something that I absolutely love, Turnout, where I sell health and wellness. It's a little bit more of a passive income, a passive business, because you get, and this is actually the beauty and the like ingenious element behind it and what I love about it. You bring somebody in, you help them with their health concerns, and then you just get them started and you just have to keep maintaining and helping them, right? Make sure they're happy, blah, blah, blah. Make sure they're using their products, and then they order month after month after month. So there's not like that rush, that thrill, that like sale and crush it and like all that. And I was at a time when I signed up with Trump where I actually didn't want that thrill. I was like really done and exhausted from that thrill. So for me, Trunant like is not going anywhere. It would be crazy because I absolutely love it. It has one of the best comp plans that I've ever seen. But Savvy has layered on this new element for me that I can bring new people into my world. I can flex my sales muscle. I can sell something that I'm excited about that is fashion related, which has been like my life for the last decade, and people know me for it. And actually, it is truly probably what makes my VIP group flow a little bit more, right? Like it's got this flow. So when I hopped back into my VIP group, like it just automatically felt like home again. I was like, oh yeah, this is why I loved it so much. But there were a couple things that I did. And if you have a stagnant VIP group, I'm just getting this like engage your VIP group or engage your Facebook groups workshop up off the ground right now. We're starting actually in a couple days. When I launch this podcast, we will be starting tomorrow. So make sure you grab your ticket if you're actually listening in real time. What was I saying? What was I going to say? I have a lot of women in my world that are like, okay, I want to do that. And they find themselves in like a couple different positions. Number one, they've got a group that they're being semi-consistent in, like pretty consistent, right? Maybe they haven't fine-tuned their content. Well, likely they haven't. And that's why they're going to come into this workshop and we're going to get it like going rocking and rolling for them. But like they're kind of like their content just like, nah, but their consistency is pretty good. They're not really growing the group, but they're like trying, right? They want to make it a resource for their business, but they feel like they're posting and no one is answering. No one is listening. No one is out there. No one cares. Or a lot of the women in my world are like, okay, like I actually had a VIP group, but I've like kind of like walked away from it. Or maybe I had a launch party that I like kept going for a couple of weeks after that, but like then I walked away from it because it wasn't producing anything. And like, do I go back to that group? Or the other people are like, do I start a brand new group so I get a fresh start? For me, I had, I don't know, 1200 people in that group. What I started out by doing, and I actually need to do more of this. I just ran out of time and kind of forgot about it. I went through that group and I never tell people to delete people from groups because I'm like, you never know who's lurking in the shadows. You never know who's watching. But I went in and I deleted over 500 people in one day. Maybe 400, and it felt good. And I probably still have another couple hundred to do. But I've kind of used both of these strategies because you guys know, like, I went in my coaching business, I had the Level Up community with Lori Irvin. I think it had 1200 people in it. And I completely walked away from that group to build an online classroom where my goal for that classroom was to have 100 active, engaged students that wanted to be there, that paid attention, that were in conversation, getting something from my work. And sometimes in social media, we get really caught up on vanity metrics, right? We really think that all those numbers mean something. And like we allow them to mean so much that they actually distract us from what we're actually doing. They almost make things a self-fulfilling prophecy because we slow down, we try to like create content that they'll like. We get out of our own flow to try and hit those vanity metrics. And so I needed to like check myself and be like, it doesn't matter how many people are in your coaching group. Sure. Are some people going to judge and be like, oh, like she only has this, blah, blah, blah. She only has this followers on Instagram. Like I've actually been going through Instagram and deleting a lot of people. Like the bots and the men and all the things. I've decided to step away from vanity metrics and to focus on the women that are actually like getting something from my work, right? And when you move into a VIP group that has less people, but more people that are actually paying attention, you will do way better in the Facebook algorithms. The worst thing you can have is a watered down social media account, whether that's Instagram or Facebook group or whatever. The worst thing that you can have is a group. You would rather have 100 people in a Facebook group where like they were all like, they all knew they were in there. They all cared that they were in there, versus 1,000 people where like 90% of them don't even know they're in the group. They're not paying attention and they don't care, right? They joined for a giveaway. They joined for whatever. So I went through and I deleted people that had been in there for longer than 5 years, I think it was, or 4 years. And I didn't know them. So if I knew their name, like then obviously I left them in because we'd had a connection and they'd shopped with me before or whatever. But you will be blown away if you have been running a VIP group for a long time, just how many people you do not know in there. And so I was like, you know what? And so a lot of them, when I left my VIP group last June, I had sent a lot of people like friend requests anyway, so we could stay connected on my personal profile and in my stories. And so I did a little bit more of that, knowing that like, if they are interested, they'll find their way back in here. Because again, I'm using all my other social media outlets, and I'm going to teach this inside the workshop to build that community, to continue to expose people to what I'm doing on the inside there and bring them inside my world. So yeah, you guys, it's been really, really awesome. And I've had probably 22 new people in the last week and a half join the group because they're interested about the content on the inside. I've had higher sales than, you know, I've had in the last 6 months. And that's just, honestly, I attach that to my energy. I'm excited about what I'm doing. I'm having fun again on a level in my business that I wasn't before. I'm more strategic in my overall social media strategy and what that looks like in all the different areas. And I think that that's a piece of social media, is that you need to know where are you showing up and what is the purpose of each piece of your social media strategy, right? What are you using your Instagram grid for? What are you using your stories for? If you have TikTok, what are you using TikTok for? What are you using your VIP group? Because then when you create a piece of content, or you find one that you want to share, you know exactly its role inside your business, where it's going to go. Maybe it goes multiple places. Sometimes it will, right? Don't be afraid to repurpose content in your stories, in your group, in your profile, all those places. And again, I will teach that in the workshop too. But that's how I've had like this full, you know, circle story over the course of the last year. We're almost coming up on a year of when I walked away from my VIP group, and here I am coming back into it, energized, excited, focused, and I'm getting the results that like just weren't showing up for me 8 to 10 months ago. And I think that we really do dictate by our energy, by all the things that are inside of us, like what is happening in our businesses. And sometimes you have to let things go in order to know what role they play. And so I encourage you to take a little bit of like an analysis, or what is the word? I can't think of the word. Like a little synopsis. No, that's not the word. What's the word where you would be like, oh, well, I'm showing you hand movements on a podcast. That's really effective, Lori. I would encourage you to take a look at your own social media strategy and ask yourself. You know, it's interesting. I had a client say to me this week, she's very, 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 very brand new to Instagram. And she's just trying to figure it out. And she's working on a really big incentive for her company. And she's doing all the things. And she's awesome, you guys. She's not afraid to try new things. She puts herself out there. She's really great at content. But Instagram's like this new beast to her. And she said to me, like, I feel like I'm so behind. I'm so frustrated with it. Like, I just want to get it up and running so that I can achieve this incentive that I'm working on. And I said, okay, we're going to have this moment of truth. In this moment of like clarity, in this brand new Instagram account that you're kind of just like figuring out and fiddling around with right now, that is not what's going to help you achieve your incentive. What's going to achieve your incentive is the things you're already doing: your VIP group, your personal profile, your warm market, the events that you're running, the customers you already have. Like those are the places you're already up and running, you're already fluent in, and you're already producing sales. Instagram or like something brand new, that's the long game. And we absolutely should be working on those things, but we should not be working. We should not be starting something with the intention of it paying off quickly, right? Because we will only ever be disappointed. And so that's what I said to her. I was like, you have resources inside your business already. I don't want you to give up on Instagram. I actually want you to keep plugging away with it. I want you to keep learning, keep playing with it on your free time, but do it from a place of fun, not from a place of it needs to be something, because that only produces frustration and like anger and like inside of our businesses, right? And so she already has everything she needs to hit those incentives because she has an active engaged VIP group, an incredible customer base. She runs events, she does active sales, all those things, okay? So this is all just a really roundabout way to share my own experience, my own full circle experience inside my VIP group. But I'm not here to tell you that everyone absolutely has to have a VIP group. There are some people that have incredible success in all of the different things. There are some people, you guys, that, you know, only build on YouTube. There are some people that only build on TikTok. There are some people that only build on Instagram. That's fine. But what I will tell you is that I am headed back into my VIP group, fully engaged, fully excited, seeing the like results, feeling the energy rise in me again, like I once felt before, feeling more like myself as an entrepreneur, really excited to get back into this. There's been a couple tweaks, a couple shifts, really excited to teach those to my clients, really excited to bring all of you on this business journey with me, because my hope is that through my experience, my sharing, that you're able to take something and find what will work for you. And I know it won't be exactly the same as what works for me, but all I can do is really share my own experiences and teach them along the way. So this has really been the end of one of my favorite episodes of the podcast, because I feel like this whole season of the podcast has been really dedicated towards one topic. And I've taught that topic like from every angle and, you know, really dug into it. Look forward to a workbook coming with this series, and look forward to a brand new season launching this summer with a brand new topic, a brand new theme. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will drop some hints inside my world leading up to it, but it's going to be good. I know you're going to want to tune in. It's probably going to be one of your favorites that you have ever seen here. And it really is kind of a next step to this season that has been all about branding. So you guys, I love you so much. And it's been in being on this episode and recording this, it makes me remember just how much I love my podcast, how much I love recording these for you guys, and encourages me to get back at it. So hopefully this was helpful for you. If you are listening to this in real time, make sure that you get yourself signed up for the Engage Your VIP group workshop. It is going to be amazing. I already kicked it off with a bonus training that actually came before day one. I've never done something like that before, but I was just like really excited, and I wanted to take people behind the scenes and teach them, you know, some of the tools that Facebook groups have, give them a couple of pieces of homework to kick things off. But there's still plenty of time for you to get in. Tickets are only $10 into my active classroom, and it's going to be awesome. So if this is a resource that you desire to have for your business, I'm going to teach you how to build community in there, how to produce sales, and, you know, how to just make it flow into all everything that you're doing inside your business, how to make it the heart and the soul of your business, the center of your business universe. So have an incredible day, and I'll see you next season inside of this podcast.